West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Harrelson County deputies say the lifeless body of an elderly Harrelson County property owner was found over the weekend, several hours after family in Ackworth had reported him missing. Deputies believe 78-year-old Ardell Jr. Kennedy had left Ackworth Friday morning heading to 450 Tab Road in Buchanan. When Kennedy did not return to Ackworth by 8 p.m. on Friday, family came to Harrelson County where they found his truck. They determined that a tractor and bush hog were missing from the property. Authorities were notified of the family's concerns, and after daylight Saturday morning, investigators found the tractor located at the edge of the lake on the property. Carroll County Fire and Rescue dive team searched the lake where Kennedy's body was discovered. Investigators do not suspect foul play at this time. The Cowichan Judicial Circuit District Attorney's Office says a 43-year-old Carrollton man who has been arrested more than 30 times since 1998 has been sentenced to 40 years in prison without the possibility of parole after a Carroll County jury finds him guilty of aggravated assault. According to information provided by the DA's office on Friday, the assault case dates back to March of 2021 when Carrollton Police Department officers responded to Bankhead Beverage on Bankhead Highway in Carrollton in response to a call about a man beating a woman. Officers obtained store surveillance video that showed Kenneth Lee Phillips putting the victim in a chokehold, beating her, and body slamming her to the pavement. At trial, the state presented the surveillance video as well as evidence of prior instances of abuse committed by Phillips on the same victim. The defendant insisted on representing himself during the trial, thus had a right to cross-examine the victim personally. Attorneys say the victim courageously took the stand and told her story. A 360-acre property in Whitesburg that has been a source of controversy for the last 4 years, including bringing attention to a flaw in Carroll County's zoning ordinance, has a new owner. In June of 2020, WLBB Radio first told you about a developer's proposal to build a new construction aggregate facility for mining and shipping at 2025 Black Dirt Road, north of Whitesburg city limits. The property to be used was zoned agricultural, and at the time, ag zoning covered the development of natural resources, including the removal of minerals and natural materials, so rezoning, in theory, would not have been one of the obstacles the developer would face. Over the next several months, protests from local residents concerned about the environment, county government actions, and court rulings could not prevent Green Rock LLC from moving ahead with their plans. In September of 2022, the Supreme Court sided with Green Rock, and county officials at that time stated the county will comply with the trial court's order moving forward. And that was in fall of 2022. Now, in early 2023, Green Rock transferred the property to Rocky Bottom LLC, an affiliate of Green Rock. WLBB Radio has since learned that Rocky Bottom has sold that property to Vulcan Lands out of Birmingham, Alabama, for $27.5 million. Vulcan Materials claims to be the nation's largest producer of construction aggregates, primarily crushed stone, sand, and gravel, and a major producer of aggregates-based construction materials, including asphalt and ready-mixed concrete. I reached out to Vulcan over the weekend for a comment regarding the purchase and their plans for that property. I'll share their response when it becomes available. After 2 full weeks of advanced voting for the District 30 State Senate special election, 444 Carroll County voters have cast early ballots ahead of the February 13th election day. I've not yet learned the early numbers out of Harrelson, Paulding, and Douglas counties. Among the four candidates for this race who hope to get your support during the final week of advanced voting is the race's lone Democrat candidate, Ashley Keskis Godwin.
I'm a Democrat. You know, beyond that, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm somebody's daughter, I'm an American, I'm your neighbor. I grew up here. I'm very disheartened to see the way that campaigning in this country for political office is the turn it's kind of taken. I get mailers all the time that people are painting their neighbors as enemies. And, you know, I'm not anybody's enemy. Just because I have some different political leanings or different views on how we should allocate funds, structure the budget, that doesn't make me an enemy.
Godwin was the guest on Friday's WLBB Community Voice.
One of the main issues that I'm hearing about is healthcare. Georgia is one of 10 states in the nation that has still not expanded Medicaid. If we expand Medicaid, we can get health coverage to more people. Right now, if you are at 100% of the poverty line, you qualify for Medicaid. In states with Medicaid expansion, it would be expanded to those who are at 138% of the poverty line. So if we can fill that gap, get people more coverage, help with preventative care, it's good for hospitals because it prevents uncompensated costs It'll give people the care they need. It's really important that we get that done.
And that complete Community Voice interview with Godwin is now archived online at newstalk1330.com. The Carroll County Board of Education and the Carroll County Board of Commissioners considering a new partnership that would boost the school district's construction pathway educational program. Among the first steps in that partnership, the Board of Commissioners considering a lease to the Carroll County Board of Education, the approximately 7,500 square foot green metal building at 997 Noonan Road in Carrollton, formerly part of the WGTC welding program. The potentially new educational program would be in partnership with the Carroll County Public Works Department. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source in the Newstalk1330 FM 106.3 newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington.